My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he is still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Hour number two, and very pleased to continue our conversation with Dr. David Wormser, Center for Security Policy, expert on the Israeli policy and things that are happening in Israel. And we're talking about Israel and what's going on in the Middle East. Dr. Wormser, I'd like to get into kind of refocus our thoughts relative to the regional conflicts, and one of those that just recently took place was an attack that happened Tel Aviv. There was an attack on the 5th of August that left one Israeli security officer dead. This is probably one of the more severe assaults, right? That we've seen from the Palestinians in Tel Aviv in recent days or months or maybe the last year?
Yeah, in recent months. I mean, there was a series of really bad ones last year, about a year ago.
Okay.
Under the for a year, there was a left-oriented government in Israel, and terrorism shot way up. And in fact, there were some pretty bad ones of four or five people killed at a time and so forth, even in Tel Aviv. This was the first major live fire terrorist attack in Tel Aviv in quite some time, in a few months. And fortunately, the security officer, he noticed something suspicious, and he confronted the terrorist who was headed for a big event. He was going to do a mass killing. But he confronted him and said, who are you? He understood that something's really wrong. So the guy opened fire on the policeman and unfortunately killed him. But the policeman's killed the terrorist. So it was prevented, a big, big attack of maybe 50, 60, 70 people being killed was prevented by this police officer, but he was killed. So there's also something going on the West Bank where there are Israeli towns, settlements, whatever you want to call them. And there are, they have agriculture there and they have some farming, sheep. And lately, Palestinians have been attacking those shepherds. And the shepherds, however, are many of them have military training and are armed. So also this weekend, there was on Saturday, a shepherd was and his friends who were tending a flock were attacked by Palestinians. And one of them was severely injured in the head. His skull was broken and a gash in his head opened up. He's still in serious condition, but he managed to get off shots against his attackers and did kill one Palestinian. Unfortunately, because it was Sabbath, the settler community, which is religious, didn't talk to the press. So the Palestinians were the ones who set the narrative, which was some Jews just came up to an Arab town and shot dead a young Palestinian, a terrorist attack, so to speak. So the United States went ahead, this Biden administration went ahead and condemned Israel for terrorism, even though it was clearly, apparently, an act of self-defense.
Well, of course they did. Of course they did. I mean, this is the same Biden administration, folks, that is running around the world threatening nations that if they don't force their children to sodomize one another, they're going to lose their funding.
Yeah,
you think I'm exaggerating? I am truly not exaggerating in what I'm saying to you. It's absolutely disgusting. What they are doing? I mean, absolutely 100% disgusting. Let me see if I have I've got to see where my wife had sent me the picture on this, but it's just absolutely grotesque. Here we go. So I don't know if you guys can see this, but that represents our ambassadors. Our ambassadors.
Yes, I saw that picture.
This is the United States ambassador and his partner assigned to Jamaica. It's a bearded man in a dress.
We're becoming the laughing stock of the world.
This is no joke. This is for real.
No, we're becoming the laughing stock of the world. We're fun, but it's real too. We're fun. It's not just these shows of freakness that you're seeing. You're seeing also money. Being used, USAID money being used to create such agendas in countries around the world, including fellow democracies. You're seeing the LGBT whatever flag being flown at our embassies, along with Black Lives Matter. You're seeing it in our schools. These are government institutions. They're government institutions. You are not allowed to fly anything other than the American flag, or if there's a diplomatic visit, a foreign flag, et cetera. Or you're not allowed to officially fly the flag at an embassy of anything other than the United States and its various types of flags. LGBT flag is not the flag of the United States. Black Lives Matter is the flag of a communist organization.
Yep.
So, you know, this is offensive, and it's an abuse of government power. It's no different than flying the flag of the Democratic Party at an embassy. It's just not proper. It's not legal, in fact.
No.
But it's making us, you know, you go throughout the world, 80% of the world does not share our woke ideology. And as a result, they just laugh at us. They see these ambassadors to Jamaica, to ambassador and his wife or whatever, to Jamaica, and they just laugh. This is a great power that looks more like a Bohemian ship sinking. And that's exactly how they look at us, and it affects their attitudes toward us.
Yeah, it is really just stunning to watch what they're, you know, what they're doing. And the reason that I share that was, as you were mentioning about the response of the Biden administration to Israel and to the attack and how they, you know, twisted it, because again, they twist everything. I mean, they literally twist everything. All right. So, you had the Tel Aviv attack. Fortunately, they were able to thwart that particular situation. Talk to me. Let's real quickly. We've got a few minutes left here. Let's talk regionally,
sure,
about some of the strategic things that are taking place. One of the countries that is rattling its sabers, if you will. And I think it's because of the fact that they are, you know, kind of negotiating in a way between Russia, China, Iran, that whole triad. And that's Erdogan and Turkey. Talk to me a little bit about what you're seeing there.
Well, sure. Yeah, Erdogan, Turkey. Turkey's a very large country. It's 100 million people. So you have to realize that it's the big player. The problem is that Erdogan, he's an Islamist, and he's a true Islamist. He's not sort of very religious Muslim. He is Islamist. He believes in the resurrection of the caliphate of Islam. And he believes to some extent that he himself is actualizing that, and that Turkey will reassume the mantle of the caliphate, which they lost at the end of World War I, when the Ottoman Empire collapsed and it became just Turkey. So you see, and by the way, foreign ministers and prime ministers in Turkey at this point openly talk about resurrecting the Ottoman Empire. It's the only country in the world that unabashedly is still saying it will advocate empire. It's to pursue an imperial policy in those words, not minced words. And why? Because they believe in the superiority of Islamism and Islam, and they will spread it. So anything that Turkey does, you have to keep that in the background as the fundamental ideology informing this regime. So everything else is tactical use. So they understood that Ukraine was a big deal. So they helped Ukraine in order to weaken Russia, because Russia is one of Turkey's big enemies.
Okay.
Since the Crimean War, they understand that Russia stood, you know, for all its faults, and we hate Russia and blah, blah, blah for what they're doing in Ukraine, and it really is horrible. Russia does understand the rise of Islamism as a threat, and it has been the enemy of that for the last 30 years as well. So it's not everything that Russia's done. We wouldn't do it the way Russia's done it.
They've what's interesting, David,
atrocity type things.
Yeah, Dr. Wormser, what's interesting about that is that Russia trained up Arafat and created the PLO, which ultimately was an arm of Islam.
Yes.
And so the very thing that Russia helped to support and fund and arm and so on to go after Israel ultimately has come back now to bite it, right? I mean,
But they also are trying to co-opt it.
So they consistently do that, right? I mean, they consistently use terrorism and then cry terrorism, yet when you run the numbers and you trace it back, you discover that the weaponry that's being used has serial numbers that are associated with Russian military, what would you call them, munitions outposts.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, you know, just a 2 second overview of what these Islamist networks were created by the Nazis in after World War One. They understood with the collapse of the Ottoman Empire that the way to get at the British Empire, the French Empire, the Americans was to build terrorist networks in the Middle East, to take away the Middle East, which was where oil was and so forth, a great strategy, Suez Canal, and so on and so forth. Yeah. So they created Islamist networks. When the Nazis were captured by the Soviets in 1945, when Nazism collapsed, The Soviets didn't dismantle those networks. They inherited them. And they gave them the third world non-aligned movement socialist veneer. But they are Islamo-fascist networks, truly communist Islamist networks. And sometimes the head looks socialist, sometimes it looks Islamist, but they're the same thing. And you're right, it came back on the Russians. So they think that if they support them even more in the Middle East, they can shut that down. But that runs up against Erdogan now, who wants to be the king of the Islamists.
Well, and he sees, I would assume that he sees Russia. I mean, the Russians are the infidels. And so those that are aligned with Russia are apostate. In Erdogan's mindset and structure.
Exactly. But Erdogan represents a very dangerous ideology, too.
This is probably a third front to a degree, because you have the Shiites and the Sunnis that have been at war since the death of Muhammad. But this isn't Shiite and Sunni. This is like a third branch, if you will, that is being supported, and the individuals that are associated with it, I would assume some of them are true, are their version of true believers. I think it's interesting, and I guess now is a good time to bring this in. I don't know if you saw the interview that Candace Owens did with Andrew Tate.
I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
He came out not looking very good.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Well, here's what was interesting. This was some of the highlights that I thought were interesting. Andrew Tate was a Christian. I didn't know that. He converted from Christianity to Islam. And when he was asked by Candace more or less the direct question, okay, but why Islam? Why did you? He said, look, it wasn't about exchanging a belief. It was Christians are sitting there and they are letting sodomites run wild. They are letting women, become men. They are pushing gender change. You look at America, and America has completely and totally gone morally off the rails. And he said, Islam doesn't allow that. And he said, look, all if there was Christians that were actually reading their Bibles and standing up and standing for the truth that is in the Word of God and what the Bible has to say about how you're supposed to live and to fight for those morals and those rights, I'd still be a Christian. But I can't be a Christian in a nation that's supposed to be Christian, supposed to be the example of Christianity, and is the most immoral, and not only are they immoral, but they're pushing immorality around the world.
Yeah, I just wish you would have chosen another Christian church that does believe
it. Well, I wish that he had said, hey, you know what, listen, I'm going to show you how to do this right. I'm going to stay in the truth. I'm going to stay in the Word, and I'm going to try to find others that are doing the same thing to fight to take back the West and put it back on track. But his thing was, is, you know, I guess he felt like, hey, I've tried that, and I don't find anybody that is actually willing to take the bullet.
Well, look, Islam to some extent as a whole is a threat, but they really have a point here, which is, you know, when you look at what's going on, we can call it left, right, socialist, you know, whatever. And in Israel, you can talk about judicial reform, whatever. But what you really have at the essence of the battle, it's this, the last 100 years effort to try to create a hyper-secular, essentially narcissistic culture that is anything goes if you like doing it, with no values, versus a traditional society that still has faith, or at least has respect for faith.
Yep.
And so that's the real fault line. And what the Muslims are seeing is the West has tilted. And it's in crisis because that first one, the one that has no values, et cetera, that first crowd currently has its finger on the institutions of power.
Well, and Islam, and we're going to be out of time here, but Islam firmly believes that they are the answer, and many in Islam believe that they are the ones that are pushing us to the apocalypse. That they are pushing us to Armageddon, that's their job. Their whole purpose is to get the world to Armageddon, to an end time final end day battle for all the marbles, in an effort to get the world back to some form of morality, their idea of morality. And so that's what's sweeping some of that. The irony, and I talked about this about 8 years ago, 9 years ago, David, there were a number of youth and ministers, pastors that were converting to Islam from Christianity because they were like, look, Christianity doesn't stand for anything. I don't see anybody in Christendom that's actually standing up against this moral, the church is embracing it. Not pushing back against it, and
you're right. There are a lot of churches, but there are churches that are good.
I agree. And let me be very clear. I'm not advocating that. What I am saying is, to be completely honest, it is the great delusion. It is the great deception that Scripture warns about. Okay. And the problem here is that, and Paul warned about it, if you are embracing another gospel, you need to stop. You need to stop. Yeah. And I guess I'll end our segment at that. David, thank you. I mean, it's so tied to Israel. We are all tied together to the same God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And the faith of Abraham is the faith that saves, And it is what Christ Jesus, I believe, passed to us as believers, is that faith. We just believe that Jesus is sacrificed, that he was Yeshua HaMashiach, and the Jews believe that they're still waiting for him to show up. But there's a lot of Jews in Israel right now that the more they study and the more they research and the more they look at it and the more that archaeological revelation comes about, the more they're coming to the conclusion of maybe he was who he said he was. Maybe. And it's a powerful time. It's a powerful time. Love you, brother. Always. Thank you so much for being with me. I really appreciate it. We're going to take our break. Lynn Taylor joins me on the other side. She is the Common Core Diva. We're going to talk about the deception that's happening in education coming up here on Chosen Generation Radio right after this brief break.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen, or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for in World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And again, just want to remind you, you can watch us at, just to make sure, yep, you're going to need to watch us at Clout Hub at Pastor Greg CGR. Pastor Greg CGR. I'm not sure why we're having an issue here. Hang on. Okay. All right. I just discovered that one of our streams is down. So, follow me over at Pastor Greg CGR on Clout Hub, Pastor Greg CGR, or you can be listening live at our website, ChosenGenerationRadio.com. Go to the listen page, and you'll be able to listen live there as well. All right, I'm very pleased to welcome my next guest to the program. She is the Common Core Diva. Lynn M. Taylor joins me. Lynn, welcome. It is a pleasure to have you with me. Thanks for coming back on the show.
Oh, well, thank you, Pastor Greg, and I hope everyone is doing well on this Monday morning, first one of August, I believe, isn't it?
It is. Yep.
It is.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep.
Absolutely.
It is the first Monday in August.
Okay.
And you know, I know our and I want to get your comments on it because obviously, you know, he has a lot of following and what have you. I'm
right.
Quite frankly, he's the reason I don't watch the NBA anymore.
Okay.
Because of all of the his links to China, his links to slavery, his links to the BLM. I mean, every bit of that, and you know, he's made the majority of his money. He's made because of his relationship with China, which is a direct enemy of our country. They have declared unrestricted warfare against the United States.
Right, absolutely. And I believe this is LeBron James you're speaking
Yes,
of.
I'm
is
talking about yes, LeBron okay. James. Yep, I
okay.
sure am.
I wanted to clarify.
Yep.
Because,
no, know, no, no.
In researching for today, I found he's not the only celebrity who has gotten into the educratic, as I call it, the educratic BS mess. There are several celebrities, but you want to talk about LeBron James. And the reason why is because he has a school up in Akron, Ohio, that I understand, and correct me if I'm wrong, but for the past 3 years, every student in his school in the eighth grade math test has flunked. Is that correct?
That's my understanding is that every single one of those students has mm-hmm. failed their math score test, bar none. Everyone, none of them is passing.
Right.
And
well, that would be one thing if it was just 1 year,
right?
But we're talking three classes of the same grade and the
yep.
same examination. Now I
yep.
went and looked at the particular math standards that Ohio has.
Okay.
They've had them since 2016. And guess what? They're adopted from the state of Wisconsin. And where did Wisconsin get theirs? From somebody else. And we've seen this happen because of the Common Core. Now, that is one of the reasons why not just LeBron's school has failed, but so many others that we don't hear about. The reason why LeBron's is probably in the news, and I did not research this angle, but, you know, we're coming up on an election, and it has not surprised me the things that are being pulled out of the events of our day that are getting more attention than other events. Now, I know this one has gotten some news coverage as well, but it's just the fact of, if you go back and you look at who funds the NBA. It's not just a foreign entity. We have lots of people here in America. You'd be surprised to find out that the NBA backed Common Core when it first came out. And why? Because of all the corporate sponsors here in America.
Well, it and of course the NBA also, and their connectivity to China, communist right. China. Remember that there was a general manager of the Houston, I think it's the Rockets, but they, you know, he came out and made a comment regarding what was happening with China and Hong Kong. Mm-hmm. And back when China was invading Hong Kong and taking over Hong Kong and oppressing, and he was put down for those statements and corrected by the NBA, by LeBron James, amongst others, and right. told that he should sit down and shut up. And I think he lost his job over it.
Wow. Well, I know in digging, I found that the school is called I Promise, and that is the name of James's school. It is actually a public school bearing his name. So you can find the Akron, Ohio Public School website. That's going to be akronschools.com. And then you can go and look at everything that's there. You can also see that they have a community partner page as well, Pastor Greg, and it is in those community partnerships of those public-private partnerships that we know are fascist. The school is openly communicating with them. Now, here's another thing about Akron that people may not know. It is what is called a resilient city, and a resilient city is part of the Rockefeller movement. And if we understand anything about the toxicity of the Rockefeller money in education, it's also in healthcare. So it's uniting education and healthcare. So his resilient city ties in directly to the United Nations and their sustainable development goals. And oh, by the way, the university there in Akron has hosted the United Nations in seminars for peacekeeping. And what does LeBron James's school teach? We're all in this together. It's a collective mindset. Mm-hmm. And chiefly STEM classes. Now, that stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And everybody's going to say, well, Lynn, we need science. We need technology, engineering, and math. I don't argue, but when it's funneled through the Common Core lens and when it is directly tied to the United Nations to foist upon us the Sustainable Development Goals, I say no way.
Which is Agenda 2030, right?
Denominator that LeBron James's school shares with all these other celebrity schools, because they too are STEM schools. And STEM seeks to undermine the science that is based on fact, the science that we're creation-based, the science that supports God Almighty as our creator and tells us to worship creation, not the creator.
And that is tied directly into Agenda 2030, correct?
Yes.
And I, you know, this is the part, folks, that I think as I was, you know, going through, and thank you for the information that you sent over to me, but this is the part that I thought was so important for folks to understand. And I labeled our segment as, you know, the cover of the school doesn't necessarily tell you the whole story.
No, it okay. absolutely doesn't. One of the things that people need to hear, if they've not heard me say this once, I've said it over 10,000 times, and I'm guessing, but that is that all education, that includes the celebrity schools, the public schools, the private schools, the charter schools, the micropods, the alternative education, anything that these celebrities are throwing on their school names, as well as the public system, the private system, the charters, the magnets, the right. AP, the IB, and even infiltrating into our home schools. Every Student Succeeds Act said on page 17 of the final conference report, as well as page 33 of the final law version, that all education had to be aligned to the same thing. And it wasn't your state's academic standards.
Right.
It was workforce innovation and opportunity workforce standards as laid out by the Department of labor, not the Department of Education. And STEM is a chief connector between education and labor.
One of the ones that you sent me was the Casey Crawford as an example.
And I want
you to give the folks the background on this in just a second. Sure. I'm going to cut to you and let you do that. But folks, I want us to understand this is someone who is a professing Christian. They are saying that they have now created a Christian school with Christian values and so on. Now, here's the thing to understand. I don't know Casey Crawford. I don't know that Casey Crawford literally has ill intent. But what I do know is that all of his connections, all of his relationships seem to indicate that he is involved with activities that are data mining your kids and that they're programming, that they're programming your children with are not true Christian values, not by any shape or form or means. Lynn, to you.
Okay, well, yes, and if you don't know who Casey Crawford is, he is an ex-NFL. So now we've gone over from the national basketball over to national football. And, of course, they're in on all this agenda as well. And, yes, he caught my attention because you're right. Oh, here I've started a Christian charter school, and it's in Charlotte, North Carolina, because that's where, you know, I left the NFL, and, oh, I want to give back to my community. And, you know, I looked at the video for his school. And you're right. He's a professing Christian, said, you know, I'm going to found my school on Christian principles. And I'm thinking, okay, so where are the biblical references? They're there, but they're so watered down because you'll see in his video, he has on a blue shirt and he just says, hang on just a second. Let me look again at the image so that I don't get this right. Okay, don't get it wrong. It's called Love Works. Now, this is supposed to model in some way the hands and feet of Christ. But when you look at what he's talking about going in and aligning neighborhoods to be these Agenda 2030 cookie cutter neighborhoods where we're collectively serving each other and we're not doing necessarily what God needs us to do, which might be serving our neighborhood, but it might be going somewhere else. I know that doesn't sound so terrible, but when you go in and you look, the seed money that started this particular charter was profits off of taking people's houses through mortgage. So now we're seeing the other part of Agenda 2030 coming in where we're going to lose private property. And yet he's saying, oh, yes, I'm going to be the hands and feet of Christ while I take your house and indoctrinate your child. If you look at some of the curriculum that he uses in his school, it is Agenda 2030 all the way.
Yeah. Yeah. It is, you know, and again, you know, I think really what you've done is it traces back to the money, the power, the control. He's a front.
Right.
He's nothing more than a figurehead, and it's a perfect example of what we're seeing when it comes to these celebrities who are attaching their names. Now, another one you sent was Kanye West. Was Kanye duped, or is Kanye a part of this? I mean, there are those that suggest, in Kanye's case, because of what happened to him, that, you know, that he was drugged, because he was hitting at the heart. He was sitting with President Trump. He was, he seemed to be on the right track. I witnessed, just as an aside, I was on the floor working, volunteering. I flew out from California at the time to Houston to be on the floor during Katrina at the Houston Astrodome. And we adopted multiple families and helped them to get started. Mary Crowley actually documented that in one of her, in several of her episodes. Mm-hmm. And while I was there, I was doing a Holy Hip Hop show at the time. That's how the radio stations, we worked together to raise some funds to get me there. Kanye West showed up. And I saw him, and so I went over because I thought, oh, this is cool. I'll do an interview with Kanye, you know, and it'll be a really good thing. His manager said, we're not doing that. Kanye doesn't want anyone to even know he's here. He's here to see what he can do to help. He's giving funds. He's going to, you know, he's going to help these people. But he's not here for publicity. He's not here. This is, you know, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. And he was literally, truthfully living that out. And his manager just said, hey, please don't even say that he's here. Don't mention him on air. Please, because that's not what this is about.
Right. Well, you know, here's the thing. In trying to find out about the platform for his school, all the information pretty much has been scrubbed. What I could find was from the most information that I could find was from a Rolling Stone article where it mentioned not just Kanye West's Donda Academy, but the fact that if you did send your child there, the thousands and thousands of dollars that you would pay, but as a parent, you had to, you weren't given the option. You had to sign a non-disclosure agreement. So you can't really tell what was being taught or what was going on.
Okay.
I do know that there have been many other articles that have speculated, but without true evidence, Pastor Greg, we really don't know what to speak on because I go on what evidence is there. I cannot go on hearsay because then that would be just as bad as the mainstream media. But I can tell you that it is a huge warning sign to parents that if you're going to take your hard-earned money, you shouldn't have to sign a non-disclosure agreement with any school. And if you do, I would say run, because it's not probably going to be something that you really would agree with that
right.
is going on in that school.
Right. That you want your child to be in. Well, and this is the thing to understand. We're talking about a form of indoctrination.
Right.
Well, it's not a form. It is indoctrination.
Right.
I mean, absolutely.
Talk about that. All right. Will Smith and his wife, Jada Pinkett, theirs is steeped in Scientology. Do you want to talk about how indoctrinated that is?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, this is precisely, you know, why we are saying that, hey, there is a gigantic problem.
Well, when you take the fact that D.C. and Hollywood are so tied at the hip, Pastor Greg, and you see the educratic overreaches from both for a concerted effort, it's really not a surprise. It really, really isn't. But let's think about this. President Reagan, the supposed patriot he was, if you go and you look at the foundation that still bears his name, they are not promoting American values, attitudes, and beliefs, but that of the United Nations and socialism. If you go and look at Bezos, who owns Amazon, he's another one of these businessmen and women who have decided, well, you know, I've made my fortune. Let me go over here and mess with education. It's what my husband would call more money than sense. And the reason he came up with that was because he used to work at a dealership where there were luxury cars.
Okay.
And the people who bought the cars, more money than they knew what to do with. So they'd go out and they buy this luxury car. But then let's say a windshield wiper broke. Well, did they have the sense to go down to AutoZone and pick up their own wiper and do for themselves? No, they take it to the dealership so some mechanic can go do it for them. So that's why he came up with they have more money than sense. This is what I'm applying to these celebrities and these educrats. These business people who think they have business in education. It's a public-private partnership. It absolutely is, which is fascist, which is set up to fail. And, you know, LeBron James's school is still in action. All these others that I've mentioned have somehow failed and shut down. So will LeBron James's school shut down? I don't think so. And here's why, because it's a publicly funded, taxpayer supported school.
Wow.
And they will find some way to save that school.
And you know, and we're paying for it. Or the people in that community are the ones that are paying the taxes that are funding it. Okay. So here's what's interesting about that to think about. Mm-hmm. LeBron James touts these kinds of things as if, look what I'm giving back to the community.
Right.
He acts as though, oh well, I'm paying for this school and I'm paying for these students and so on the surface, he makes it appear as though he's the one who's funding the whole thing. But what you've discovered and what you're talking to us about is a revelation that no, LeBron James isn't funding. Maybe he's giving a scholarship
here's the thing with the scholarship. This is how he's funding. Okay. So the basic education, the taxpayers are. The scholarships, he is. And here's the deal. Every student in his school, Pastor Greg, every student is promised a scholarship if they do the work. So we're paying for success. That's another fascist system. Pay for success. Pay as you go. That is not the way that public education was supposed to be run.
All right. So every student is guaranteed a scholarship paid by who?
LeBron James, his foundation.
Okay. And what part of the education process is then paid for by the public money?
It would be the K through 12 education. He would pay for the college. He would pay for the scholarship.
Ah, okay. So the taxpayer is on the hook for 13 years of schooling. The taxpayer. At the end of the 13 years, if you showed up every day and you passed, then LeBron James is going to guarantee you a scholarship to a school. And the school, obviously, that's getting the money from him for that scholarship, I mean, and let's be clear, it's a foundation, which means there are endowments, which means that this is more Chinese money, folks. This is Chinese money because China has an interest. Every single university or most university in the United States now have a Confucius Institute associated with them. They are indoctrinating our kids in college to hate the United States. Look what just happened in the World Cup with the Women's World Cup. How shameful. You had four women on that team that stood. The rest of them all said, screw the United States. And look what happened. They failed miserably. And maybe they even failed on purpose. We don't even know.
Yeah. Well, let me tell you a little bit about the Akron Public Schools.
We got two minutes.
Okay.
Sure. 2 minutes. Go ahead. 2 minutes. You got 2 minutes.
Okay. Excellence through equity. Equity is a financial term. It's all about the money and the control. They have 54 college and career pathway schools, 5 international baccalaureate schools directly tied to the United Nations, 350 community partners, including colleges and universities, businesses, and community organizations. And they also tie school lunch in with everything else. So if they don't get you with education or healthcare, they'll get you with the food.
Unbelievable. All right, Lynn Taylor, thanks for being with me. You can find her there at CommonCoreDiva.com. CommonCoreDiva.com. For those of you that are watching, you can see it at the bottom of the screen. Just type that in and you'll get the information and so much more of what she's talked about today. Thank you, Lynn, so much again for being with us. Thank you for being
You're
our
so
expert
welcome.
And for exposing, what's really behind the fake covers that are being put out there that are really entrapping our children and our parents.
Yes.
All right, folks, we're going to take our break. When we come back, retired Colonel John Mills joins me on the other side. We'll be talking with him about the deep state and his testimony before the Durham Commission. Back with more coming up right after this brief break. Hour number three is coming up straight ahead. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.